Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord. You can also join us on Twitch on most Saturdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
The last part of this episode. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's not evil, which is weird to say about one of them. Does it talk like yours does, supposedly?
You, Garrett, you can sense very strong hatred towards Hans right now.
I didn't actually pick up what he said because someone else was talking to me. What happened?
Oh, I said it's not evil. Does it talk to people like yours does?
Supposedly.
Supposedly talks to you. Yeah, because I've not heard it talk to me yet, so it's not
written. It doesn't matter if it talks. It definitely changed Forg's like attitude to things, which is enough. Like, it exerts power upon the user.
Did it really? Like, no offense, but he's you know, orcish.
What's that supposed to
mean? Okay, you're on timeout now, Hans, for blatant racism.
Alright, hold on now. You're more racist than I will ever be.
Yes, what? But I'm allowed to. You are not, because I'm a person.
Exactly, so what I say does not matter then, so shush.
He's right. Like the racist AI right now.
Exactly.
The Microsoft chatbot.
remember, Tay.
Oh yeah, we're still right. Forgot about that.
Because I'm orcish.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're halfling.
Yes, he's a quarter orc.
Okay. Squabbling. Can we have our Baron have a few words, maybe, of like, maybe shut the fuck up, among other things, and then actually
the
like...
Baron has been muted this whole episode. I wonder if he even realizes he's muted.
No, I didn't. I knew I was muted. When I thought this was a conversation between you guys.
Everyone Robert, was called in.
Yeah, oh, Robert, I missed that call.
Robert specifically called the small council, so every member of the house is now here.
Oh, I completely apologize.
including Fork and, sorry, names, Aria.
Souls.
Yes.
Is Kay here? Like, I haven't heard her speak.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I was letting you jump in at, like, various stages, but I hadn't heard anything from you.
For a while, whenever we were in the canteen, she was over in lockdown.
Yeah, I assumed I was researching in lockdown.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're here now, by the way, so just yes. Be clear.
All right, so this is quite literally the council sitting
it's literally
the
council
table looking
every,
at the ring.
Of yes. Every player character. Except we are not looking at this thing because I didn't bring it with me, but we're having a PowerPoint presentation about it.
A picture of the one ring.
you realize very quickly, Ilias is not an artist, so it's literally just like a line with like three lines coming out of it.
Like, did you try and do a triangle, but you put the one line
completing? I'm sorry, I didn't bring the potentially mind-blowing artifact out of the current safe space we have it in.
Okay.
And I also keep, you know, a plague.
Ilias, if you want more information, I've been caring for Fork for the past 8 months or so since I came to be with him, and I've taken extensive notes on what the Brighton has done to him.
Oh, shit. Please, by all means, chime in. You are the expert now on this.
Maybe this is why Fork took you as a slave, you know, giving Fork an out to be a terrible
one. I'm sorry. Point. I'm not giving Fork a pass on this.
Entered servant.
At this point, I'm picturing Arya pulls out like a notebook that has like detailed sketches and theories.
Nope.
To compare
you
with.
You were going to say she pulled out a note that says indentured servant or something instead of slave.
Is it IOU indentured servitude?
Yes.
Written in orc.
OCC indentured servitude.
It's written in quote-unquote orc crayon, which is basically blood.
Fork, you're a barbarian, right?
Yes.
So, are you illiterate?
Oh, but I'm the racist one.
No, because that was the thing about barbarians in D&D.
And that's not joking. And that's classist, not racist.
Reading? Only a little.
Okay.
Speaking?
No, illiterate. Writing. Writing too.
They're not, by default, illiterate anymore.
Okay, just checking. I wasn't sure.
It's no longer a thing in 5th edition.
Probably could. I don't think I would have the world's greatest grammar and spelling.
That's fine. I just wanted to just double check.
Could make simple messages.
Okay.
So what do the notes say, Brock?
Hmm?
What does the vanilla envelope say?
Well, that's up to Arya. She's talking now. It's her flirt. Sorry.
Oh.
Everybody's just staring at her.
Because you said you were going to basically tell them all the stuff that you've seen over the past 8 months.
Right. So now I have to try to remember it. So I know
you can pull up the document. Do you want me to send it back to you?
I think I have it still.
All right.
One sec. I know there was something about barnacles growing. That was the part that stuck with me.
Had a source of food.
Also stuck with him.
I just
do I call does Vork have like barnacle breasts?
Why is that what you go to?
Does he look like the Little Mermaid? Like
so. Basically, he's got barnacles like crabs. The STI, not the food.
Okay.
And I have to continually cut them away. And so if you look underneath his clothing, he has a substantial number of scars from where I've had to cut the barnacles away to keep them from completely taking over. And I know that during the night he has, he talks in his sleep and he's clearly experiencing something related to the Trident and some sort of large city.
Oh boy.
A city of glass, a city of Odania.
I think glass. I don't know where the barnacles are coming from, though. That's a no one.
Yeah, it's just water-based things. I have to do.
I was going to say, like,
but out of everything, though, like, come on now, barnacles.
So Wild thought just shooting out in the blue, what depowered this artifact? Depowered this artifact, not empowered this artifact.
You casted the spell before. What do you mean, what depowered it? Oh, you mean, like, okay, like, never mind.
Compared to its original strength.
Yes. Yes, to its original, not to me casting a fiddly third level spell on it, which should not have affected it at all.
Okay. You made that connection earlier. But I guess technically you can't make that connection because you don't know.
Okay, can you tell me? Because it's like 2 a.m. Well, okay. I'm very tired.
In the other game, Rodania was flooded.
Yeah. Oh, so, because it was used to flood Rodania.
Yes, it was used to basically flood Rodania and half the country. Like, don't forget, gotcha. it was not just the city that got flooded.
Yeah.
So it expended a lot of energy doing that.
Okay. And the City of Glass is on this realm somewhere? Is it a hidden place? Or
it's underwater.
Is it a hidden place? Do we know where it is?
Yes, you wouldn't know where it is, because it's just deep underwater. You can think of it like Atlantis.
And Would the trident allow us to?
It's never going to come up, so I don't know.
Of course it's going to come up. Would the trident allow us to travel there?
Maybe at full strength, but as I mentioned previously, it does give you a technical claim to the throne.
Right, which is what I'm trying to do, get someone to claim the throne of Atlantis.
But as I was mentioning, you don't think you probably could find it with the trident, but you definitely don't think, like, in its current form, it can just travel there, or it can take you there. If you can figure out how to recharge it, then maybe.
We should recharge it, though. Maybe it's going to be more powerful to take control of it.
Or we could drain it completely and use it in the whole ritual to attempt to put this god back to rest, which we are trying to do. I mean, it's probably a component we can use. It's an artifact level thing, and it is one of his former counselors. Am I wrong in this? Please tell me if I'm wrong with this prod.
No, you're on the right track if you wanted it to go
there
that
you
route.
Go.
Yeah, so pretty much sounds like we have to keep it.
No, we don't.
Well, we have to use it and throw it into the, Mariana Trench, I guess, if it's like compared to the One Ring and a volcano, this is a water and a water and thing.
Really, if you don't want to deal with it, the only thing you have to do is tell Fork to surrender his claim on this, and then we are just tossing it to the next water and call it a day. Some other idiot with many muscles will pick it up, but it will not no longer be in our backyard.
So you're literally going to kick the can down the road because you don't
He made the climate analogy before.
I'm saying that is an option we can do. But with the climate change, I would rather use it in order to put this god back to the thing. You know, the thing I'm also researching in addition to the spell plague?
Yes, we know you're so busy. Oh, so wonderful.
Yes.
Mr. Magic Man. Oh.
So Fork can give up ownership of this.
That would be step one, yes.
And then anyone else could claim ownership of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it make sense if I claim ownership of it, as it will see me already as a leader? And from a paladin sense, I might have the best chance of resisting any influence on my mind it has?
I mean, yes, but also why allow it to influence anyone at all and not just have it around without anyone claiming ownership of it?
It's still going to influence somebody at some point if it's still around.
If we keep this in a box, will it not influence anybody?
No.
Okay. So, from my standpoint, it would be something I pretty much keep on my back so I know who it's influencing.
What?
To carry it with us, and so
I would claim ownership and keep it with me, so I know who it's influencing, which would be me.
Yes, it would be influencing you.
Yes,
and you know that means that suddenly our Baron, who is our glorious leader, could then, I don't know, order us, go take this town in my name, slaughter all the inhabitants who don't surrender to me, yada, yada, yada. And that's a thing which we would then technically be needing to do. instead of telling you no, you're being influenced by an evil artifact. Thank you very much. Let's not do that because that's dumb.
So, question on, when it influences you, Fork, besides getting very more murderous, you actually like what do you normally do when you get that? Like, because you don't really seem to be very, you know, rich from pillaging and raiding.
It doesn't make me angry.
Oh,
everything else makes me angry.
Oh, okay. So what does it drive you to do then? Like, personally?
I don't know. I win fights and I get paid. I mean, what more to life is there?
Yeah, what is best in life?
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you.
How to ask. Barbarian quote. Was that the Conan quote?
Yes.
I mean, that's fair. Ace the own, I guess. Hmm. I mean, instead of endangering the Baron, I just say if we're going to keep it, just keep an eye on him then with it. He's already influenced. If we do keep it. And he doesn't seem to go off the rockers too much. Does he beat you, indented servant lady?
No.
No, not when he's under his sauce? Okay, thank you.
He doesn't get angry with me. I'm the one who heals him.
Oh.
If anything else, she's the one cutting him up every night.
Yeah. This is a very weird this is a very weird master-slave relationship, let me tell you that.
I was gonna say, do we need to save him?
Yeah,
growing.
Well, is that that is a confirmed side effect of the Triton, right?
Yeah.
That's a confirmed side effect. She's not just cutting him, right?
No, like, that's not something completely unrelated that we're just mixing up. Okay.
So you're asking, is that the Trident or a sex thing? Is that what you're asking?
No. No, if he's just got like
some indentured servitude.
If he's just got some weird other like cursed artifacts he has.
No. That is definitely something that the Trident is doing.
Okay, that's definitely the Trident. Okay, I wanted to just make 100% sure on that.
Well,
for myself.
Yes. He has the Trident and like six other artifacts that are all doing different things to him.
Oh.
He's like a Power Ranger of curses. It really sucks.
No wonder why that Trident wasn't talking. The voice just muffled it.
He opened his mouth. Morphin time! Anyway.
Well, I mean, I get that it's cursed and all that stuff, yeah. But we keep it. I really don't think we should kick this can down the world. The road, as they say.
No, we should probably keep it and then use its power to empower the ritual, which we still need.
Yeah. I forget to see that. But yeah, no, like, for the time being, like, if until that point comes and he dies, like, I don't see why if he's not being evil with it, that's a keep using it.
Yeah, I mean, if we are talking about people being resilient and of mind, I can take it and claim it, and then I would be capable of defeating all my enemies and conquering the homeland denied.
Well, did anyone else just get a really bad chill?
Oh, God, I've been really just fighting over the One Ring here.
No, I mean, it's like, I absolutely see no reason why we should give this to someone who has... Are we adopting my soundness of mind now? Is that what we are doing now? And then the question comes back, rotating around. Yes, Hans, I'm still talking.
Hey, you asked me to stop you if you ever go into evil mad scientist mode.
Yes, but I'm trying to prove a point here. And the point is, like, why would you give it to anyone at all if we are not 100% sure about, I'm sorry to say that, their intentions or the intentions intentions of this magical, very intelligent artifact which can twist them to death?
Because we've seen that, because apparently it's not been malicious in any real capacity yet.
I have also not been malicious in any capacity. Let you speak,
wizard man. Shut the fuck up and let me speak, okay? Thank you. Instead of influencing some high-ranking party members like we see right here, you, the Baron, his brother, I forgot who that. We keep it with some lowlife that just recently showed up that's his family. No offense, I understand he is family. But we keep it with him and keep it pretty contained instead of adding it to a whole new unknown factor to three people already heavily burdened if we keep it. Don't go on a tangent about things like that when we can keep it contained using an already perfectly good dummy. No offense.
And we can keep it contained by simply not giving it to anyone and then keeping
One, he still has to give it up. And two, then we have to just carry around a random magical cursed artifact that we have to worry about getting stolen instead of having him die and then it's stolen.
Do you have any idea how many crazy magical artifacts I have around and need to carry around when we're doing this? A lot of them.
I don't
because
care.
That's what I'm dealing
and
with.
You
and
keep,
yes,
exactly. You keep complaining you're also overworked. Oh, then keep it contained this way as it is.
Keeping something in my vault, which is already stuffed with magical shit, which never
what,
should see the light of day, won't add more to the problem. It will actually fix a problem.
Yes, you're right. Magical vault containing artifacts have never spilled out into the world in any capacity. You're
right.
I said
magical shit. I didn't say artifacts.
Magic this. You're right. It has nothing bad has ever happened keeping it all locked in one room.
What's your point? I'm sorry.
I have lately not
done anything which compromised security. In fact, I don't have a long-term issue with compromising the security of my workspace.
Well, let's just break things down in a nice, easy way. Fork.
Yes.
Would you give up possession of this weapon and ownership of it?
If someone were to best me in combat.
Okay.
Can do.
So, with the fact that we will have to most likely kill Fork for this, is there...
Whoa, wait. Pause, time out.
Yeah.
I never said it was to the death.
Okay.
Yes, he really didn't say that.
Well, I'm thinking from the standpoint of who knows what's going to happen in a combat with this weapon.
I mean... Tag me in, boss. I can take him. No offense, Fork. Yeah.
This. This is more about if Fork will only give it up for combat.
Right.
And technically I would want Harry to be back for this because Harry was mainly the one who got the heebie-jeebies from this and it trying to push Fork into attacking Harry.
Right.
So that is the question would be whether or not we can leave it with Fork or not. But if not, then we will have a duel, get the weapon, and put it in storage. Because the only two choices I see from my standpoint... And this is because this is technically how we're all seeing it from all of our standpoints. And yes, we all have the same thought in the same way. In a sense, is either A, it should be with me. And I, when I'm saying we all have this thought, it's like maybe we should think it should be with us, like the person who's saying it. Or it has to go in storage. Because I believe I would be able to mentally resist this. But
Luke pipes up again.
Yeah.
Evan, you told me to remind you if you're ever being self-sacrificing again. I want to remind you of being self-sacrificing again.
He has a point. He has a point. Also, I will point something out. I needed to use a high-ish level spell in order to break that connection temporarily. So Me doing that on a daily basis is a waste of everyone's resources and my capabilities.
Yes, I personally think we should have a duel to get the fork away from fork. And
not trying to be an asshole here, but hey, fork. This whole duel thing, can we make this a tournament of some sort instead?
Sure. Where's your ring?
No, I mean, I'm thinking of, like, that gives us so much better chances to actually get it out of your hands in a legal way.
I mean, you think a bunch of halflings can beat me in combat.
I mean, I'm also going to be there, thank you very much, but yes.
There's only like two halflings in this room right now. Maybe three, because of Jorgen is technically, you know, stone-faced over there cooking meals.
There is a robot. There is a halfling.
I'm not fighting the Madman.
Good. Excellent. Then there is a halfling. There is a half-orc halfling. Then there is a tiefling. And there is an Eladrin. And there's, of course, four.
And you were there, and you were there. And
yes. I'm trying to maximize our chances where we are doing this.
You're trying to minimize the chance that Thork keeps this. I get it.
Yes. So we'll have a tournament of the PCs outside of Hans, because Hans doesn't want to be in the tournament. And, we'll see who gets the fork in the end, and hopefully that person understands that they'll be giving it up to the house and not claiming ownership of it, but just taking the
fork. I want this so badly to be Ariazolis. She has something to do, and just for the irony of it, this would be so delicious.
I don't want it.
I just told a bunch of elves, hey, we have a disease, so please stay away from us. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to throw this tournament, which is probably going to cause a lot of noise.
It should be a public thing.
No, the tournament is just saying, instead of there being a single one-on-one duel, it'll be like, okay,
Garrett, let's have the first rule of people fight. Fight.
Huh?
What's the first rule of Fight Club?
I'm not going to say.
Don't talk about his tits, I know.
No, very true.
Oh, no, Fight Club, sorry. I thought you meant, sorry.
Boy.
But yes.
Okay.
So I do not want Justin to have ownership. And Harry, Garrett, Harry, Garrett.
Harry Sam.
thank you. how do you feel from the standpoint if we do let Fork keep this? Because you were the one that got the heebie-jeebies from it.
If by the heebie-jeebies you mean I saw anger and hate behind his eyes, and yeah.
Okay, there we go. So, tournament, take this fork away from Fork, and then storage. And one of us, whoever wins.
And then storage, where nothing bad will ever, ever happen to it.
Yep, hey, you know what, you can say that no matter what we do with it, so it doesn't matter. If one of us has it, where nothing bad will ever happen to the person who has it. If we put it in storage, where nothing bad will ever happen in storage. If we... Man, that's kind of it, because we're going to use it to kill off the counselor, so we're keeping it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Fork! We're going to draw up a tournament plan. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay, and then, you know, the winner gets the fork. I'm just going to keep calling it the fork because it's fun to call it a fork with fork. The trident, fine. And then the runner-up would get a new trident. Eh? That's not
actually, Prot, is it a trident or a bident?
It is listed as a trident. Let me look at the picture.
Then it's a trident. All right.
It's a try.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's definitely a trident.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's... That is what we will be doing. I guess we'll draw up a tournament thing of the different people forecast to fight in a line.
Yeah, but we are not making that open thing. because the last thing I want is like suddenly a new challenger has arrived because
this is you me
bullshit ocean aligned creature suddenly comes out and wants this.
No, this is gonna be you, me, Jorgen, and Harry.
And Arya's will if she wants to, but she doesn't want to. All right,
fair enough. Arya didn't want to. Hans didn't want to. I'll throw on. I don't remember his name. It's up here someplace. I will throw on Hank, just in case. So it'll be
all of my cousins.
Yes. Well, except I don't know. Your cousins are bringing some weird things to the family.
Yeah, they've been saying that for years.
and like I briefly like look at Luke, like I just like I'm like Luke, if you want to, you can join the tournament. But this would be purely on your side. Okay.
We want Fork to live. Okay.
Luke wouldn't kill Fork. Do you want? None of us are going to kill Fork. Luke wouldn't kill Fork.
Luke is really good at being annoying. He's not that good at killing things.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
No, he definitely is very annoyed in combat. but yes, that is the current plan. I assume this tournament is not going to happen tonight.
No.
Okay. So
point out, you are declaring that there is going to be a tournament and the champion is going to get this. And I realize you're not making this public knowledge, but you're declaring that there is going to be a tournament and the champion is going to get this artifact, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will commission Hans to make a new trident for a potential runner-up and or to give the Fork afterwards.
For a potential Fork afterwards.
Hans is like has a trident, but like two tridents coming off that main trident, so it's like a super fork.
It's a trident.
Yeah. Ah, look, it is a superior fork for a superior boy.
I mean,
oh my god!
I don't know how combat effective is though.
Very unwieldy.
Okay. Okay, if that is the agreement, that will be it for tonight, but I need to do one more thing.
Yes.
Fork.
Yes.
Next morning, you wake up and the trident's right next to you.
Son of a bitch.
Excellent.
Yes!
Stupid thing. Fucking bullshit.
What's next?
Hate this crap.
I will point out, that was on his sheet. Before all this was decided.
So all of a sudden, Harry's words ring through your head. I hate magic.
His check again.
He just wakes up and just runs at Harry.
He woke up to chose violence.
He might want to win this tournament, so we're going towards a weapon type thing as well. God,
yeah, I could see it like, no, you now have to prove your worth to me.
Yeah. Like, that was the other reason for the tournament, was like, it's like going towards what this weapon wants, so it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, except now he has the trident, so he's going to be really strong. This might not end well. This is going to hurt.
Oh yeah, I'm not tuned for combat at all. This is going to fall down to Jorgen and Robert.
Fork is going to come out swinging, God bless.
This is going to turn into, like, a freaking fight from Conan the Barbarian, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to make Harry turn into an Allosaurus to try to fight him. So, yeah, this is going to be freaking Barbarian versus Dinosaur. Oh. You said you're going to miss it?
You should fight in the water. That way you can become your, what was your water-based one you kept trying to change into?
The Plesiosaur?
I guarantee you, you're going to really enjoy fighting a person who is aligned currently with the element of water in the water.
I was just going to say, the trident hates me, and it is attuned to water. My answer to the fighting in the water is no.
Does it hate you or the sword you're carrying?
Whenever I picked it up, it gave me a flash of anger. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it just seems to be angry.
Well, I think my sword told me it doesn't like me.
I do like that food. I think half of this session, Garrett was talking to things that nobody else could really talk to.
I mean, welcome to my life.
The druid being a druid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk to camel, talk to sword, talk to Trident, talk to camel, talk to sword. Brief conversation with Baron.
A brief conversation with some elves.
Alright.
Next episode is Harry talking to his therapist about maybe possibly the half of these things not actually existing and it's all in his head.
Therapist is a tree.
Are we going back to Fight Club again?
What?
Are we going back to Fight Club again?
Might as well.
You would be the main character in this sense, Garrett. You would be Edward Norton and Brad Pitt.
Oh, no.
You.
It means I have to shoot myself in the head to win. I don't like this.
I'll help you do it.
I don't like that.
Team effort.
Okay, I don't like how much you guys like helping. Anything else for tonight?
No, I don't.
Oh, no. Okay, since this is sort of your character's thing, you're completely okay with this, Fork?
Wait, this is a tournament where it's not just me fighting a line. That's a gauntlet.
No. This is a tournament. It's going to be a tournament.
Yeah.
We're going to have four people, and then two people are going to fight two people.
Yeah, you're not going through a gauntlet. We're going to be fighting for the privilege of getting our asses kicked.
I come with the fork.
Huh?
I would like to clarify that I do not come with the fork. I am Fork's indentured servant, not the Fork's indentured servant.
Oh, no.
I apologize for calling the Trident a fork, so it's fork confusion.
I'm now just picturing, on the arm, it states, like, property of Trident in air quotes, fork.
Not the fact that you're an indentured servant. They could easily pay you off at any time. Everyone in this party has more money than it would cost to pay you off. I'm just going to put that out.
Harry has 8 gold. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm fine.
I wasn't told
fine.
That was an option, in all fairness. And also, I don't care enough.
Woo!
But it is good that you pointed out that you do not come with the Trident, at least.
We have to put her in the forever box.
I'm hoping to be nobody's indentured servant.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Well,
yes.
We
all have dreams.
Well, this is medieval feudalism. We're all indentured servitude to the Baron.
Yeah.
Okay. Except Hollins, he's not a person in these properties, so he's free, I guess.
Okay.
No, he belongs
he's
to everyone. He has less rights than
you. Except for Hans, he's property, so he's free. I was like, yeah, that's how it works.
You just don't understand.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for playing, guys.
That was weird.
Thanks for the game.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.